This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we continue here. More fun, more excitement on the Paracast, talking about the possibilities of Aurora, Texas. And I know it's a very polarized discussion. Some people think, okay, it was just a hoax. Nothing possibly real about it. Others think, you know what, maybe there was something to it after all. I don't know. Fascinating, isn't it? We'll continue with that. Getting back to our discussion, Carrie, about UFOs in general, you believe they're extraterrestrial. Do you think the government has top secret knowledge about it and that things should be disclosed?
Oh, I truly believe that out of the Roswell crash, the government got technology from the wreckage that led to fiber optics, led to Kevlar, led to night vision, led to hundreds of discoveries that were reinvented from the wreckage of the Roswell crash. That's another reason that they're so interested in getting to these sites and getting these crashed UFOs, because the technology is so much more intent, and they want to use it for their own benefit. You know, there was actually a UFO crash not so long ago down in Mexico, and the Mexican government was going out and retrieved the UFO. And the UFO, I don't know if you ever heard of this. I read about it here not too long ago. I thought it was fascinating, but I absolutely probably believe it's true. So the U.S. called the Mexican government, said, no, we're coming to get it. And the Mexican government said, no, we got this handled. Well, the U.S. went anyway. Well, mysteriously enough, all the Mexican government went out there, found the craft, loaded it up on a truck, and were bringing it back to wherever. Well, the U.S. dropped in on them and discovered all the Mexican soldiers dead and the craft gone. So, you know, what really happened was the United States government went in there, they slaughtered all those Mexicans, and they took the craft because they wanted it. And our U.S. government is ruthless enough to do that kind of thing. I know. I've been involved with them before. They're ruthless, and they don't care how many lives they destroy as long as they get what they want. So, yeah, they're, knowledge is power, and the power from what they gain from those crashed alien ships is worth billions of dollars, and they're not going to let that go.
Is that the Chihuahua UFO crash you're talking about? Mexico's Roswell? Back in 1974?
No, this was later. This was in the 2000s. This was just a few years ago. Yeah, when it was all kind of hush-hush. But I read an article on it not too long ago, and I thought, they killed all them Mexicans, and they stole it. U.S. does.
I want to go back here about your feeling about alien technology. It kind of mirrors what was said in the book Day After Roswell by Philip Corso and Bill Burns. And that is here, if you look at the history of night vision goggles, it goes back to Germany in the 1930s. So I don't know how possibly would have anything to do with a UFO that crashed at Roswell. The second thing that concerns me here is that even if we recovered a spaceship, something that possibly can travel here from another star system, I think that we would have one heck of a problem decoding its technology and coming up with stuff that is just barely an extension of what we have here. There are histories of all this technology. There are histories of all this technology that you can look up that point out that our scientists and engineers developed these things. So how can we say it's reverse engineered alien technology? I wonder.
Well, you know, Roswell wasn't the first crash. There have been crashes all throughout history. the art of levitation that built a lot of these huge monuments around the country, including Chichen Itza down in Mexico and the pyramids, is a lost art from the aliens that we don't even know how to do anymore, because they levitated these, they made weightless these tons, you know, hundreds and thousands of tons stone pieces to put them into place. There's no way, even with today's technology, there's no way we could have put those into place. So, you know, Roswell wasn't the first crash to where they harvested information. In 1941, there was another crash that they harvested information from, and even some in the 30s. So Roswell just happened to be a hotbed of information from what they recovered.
Well, okay, so you believe there was a UFO crash at Aztec, New Mexico in 1948?
Possibly. There was another one in the U.S., I think in Missouri, in 1941, where they got a lot of technology from. It was actually rumored that part of the World War II bomb that they made to stop the war came from that, you know, that crash. I forget the name of it. I don't have all my research in front of me, but Truman got a lot of the info from that.
How do you know that? That's nothing that's ever been confirmed.
No, it's not confirmed, but I've just read articles and I've read documentaries and I've read people's theories on it. So, you know, everybody believes what they want to believe. I just, when the facts line up, I just take them at face value.
Right. But, you know, there are lots of stories and rumors online. And I'll tell you, I've read a few about me. One saying my wife doesn't exist. Another saying my dog doesn't exist. And, of course, as far as the dog is concerned, you've heard him. So you know he exists.
Right.
Or at least something is barking. Maybe it's me and my secret identity. I bark like a dog. I'm a ventriloquist who barks like a dog and talks at the same time. Now, that may be part of it right there. But what I'm saying here is one thing we've learned in the UFO field, and certainly Randall's been around quite a few years himself, is not to attempt to accept everything that's out there. And because you read it from somewhere doesn't mean it's true. In fact, Kevin Randall, one of the people who has been analyzing the Roswell case, he's been doing it for 30 years. And he came out with a book called Roswell in the 21st Century. And he finds out that a lot of the early stories about Roswell don't stand up to scrutiny. And part of the problem is, of course, you're talking about something that happened in 1947. And except for maybe a mention or two in a book, I think Frank Edwards mentioned it in one of his books in the 60s, it wasn't rediscovered until the late 1970s, as a result of which the memories of people as to what happened was probably not very good. And they got all sorts of stories. And, of course, they did their level best to authenticate those stories, such as whether or not bodies were recovered at Roswell. Ends up here that it's very possible that all those stories of Roswell and the bodies don't hold up. Doesn't mean that nothing happened at Roswell, but Kevin Randall, who has been doing something called Chasing Footnotes in recent years, where he goes back and he attempts to look at the story and see if they hold up, he found that a lot of the things that we assumed about Roswell weren't true. Not that something didn't happen there, but some of the people that may have been accepted as authentic early on were the kind of people who told stories, and the stories got better and better over the years, as they do. And therefore, maybe what we hear about Roswell wasn't quite what you think it is. And this may or may not be true about some of these other reports of UFO crashes. In any case, we're having a really good time here talking about antique cars, antique UFO cases, with Cary Trent Haggard. And the book is called Traveler from Flying Disc Press. And that, of course, is one, the only, Philip Mantle is the publisher. More to come with Gene And Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We continue, folks. More excitement. So you got my lecture or rant, Carrie, about Roswell. Have you ever had a chance to look at the latest book that Kevin did on that?
Well, you know, everybody loves to gossip. Stories get exaggerated. They get, fragments of them get forgotten. So So the stories get distorted. The truth of the matter is it happened a long time ago, and nobody's absolutely sure what happened where, but there is some truth to it, whether it's Aurora, whether it's Roswell. I believe the events did happen in some form, but as to the exact form, we may never know exactly what the truth is.
Well, to be fair, too, I mean, this was a case that just grabbed your interest. You were never a ufologist before that. You had some interest in UFOs, but you didn't really study the subject, from what I can tell, like the rest of us. Like, I don't think you'd call yourself a ufologist. So, you know, a lot of what you're saying, a lot of other people also tend to believe, because it's just part of what's out there in ufology dogma. And unless you really get into studying it, like Gene and myself and other people who have taken the time to dig into the facts and try to separate the signal from the noise, I mean, we hear the same things and they hear the same things. And so what I'm thinking is that the book just represents a really interesting sort of story. It's docufiction. It's made for entertainment, and it's based on some local urban legends, which do exist. The legend certainly exists. I don't think that we can deny that. And there's some interesting circumstantial bits around it. So sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, it's all part of our history. You know, history is what it is. It gets reported, it gets exaggerated, it gets downplayed, it gets covered up. But we just believe what we want to believe of it and believe what we, what we're told.
Well, you're not claiming that this is history in an academic sense. This is a story from a town that you're familiar with, that you were caught up in the folklore of, and created a docufiction, a novel about it. So, you know, at least you're not like Gene mentioned Corso, and if you're not really familiar with that, he actually made certain claims that he believed are absolutely true in the book that I think have actually misled a lot of people in terms of some of the things that you were talking about, too. And, you know, I think that maybe if you're interested in that, you should maybe dig a little bit deeper into some of that, because a lot of them are just simply, they don't stand up under investigation at all.
Right. No, I've done about all I'm interested in doing as far as the UFO field. I do enjoy what I'm doing now. I am going to the big MUFON conference later in July, just in about a month from now, and I've got a book signing there in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, so I'm looking very forward to that.
Well, that surely looks like fun. I have never been to a MUFON convention. I've gone to UFO conventions, and I even ran my own years ago in the 70s, and I think I'm kind of conventioned out. So you think this is it for your participation in the UFO field, or what?
Well, until somebody comes along that's interested in making my novel into a motion picture, or at the very least a made for television event. Yeah, this is about my participation in the UFO field. I'm doing some book signings. I'm doing one in Cherry Hill, New Jersey next month that I'm looking very forward to. I've got another one in Pittsburgh in October. I've got another one in Philadelphia in October, MUFON conferences, and maybe a few scheduled speaking events for next year, maybe the MUFON cruise that they're doing next year. They've asked me to be a speaker, so I'm looking forward to stuff like that, but that's about my speed. I'm trying to do this. We just bought a 4-acre facility in Butler, Pennsylvania, so we're putting together our antique car restoration center and home base for our television shows. So I'm going to be covered up with that. So But, you know, I'm definitely wanting to put as much attention to the book as I can. I want to make it good, and I'd love to make it into a movie sooner or later.
Well, there's probably been worse UFO movies out there, I'm sure. So,
then again, there are some pretty good science fiction movies. I think one of the best from the early 50s was 1951, The Day the Earth Stood Still, a classic film.
Yeah, like the first attempt to make an Aurora into a movie, which was just a total disaster, in my opinion.
I like your choice of characters.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
if you could get
who, Matthew McConaughey?
And the reporter?
They'd be great. I actually sent a little presentation packet to Matthew McConaughey's publicist and said the role of the sheriff was actually wrote around his character. Of course, I never heard anything back, but you never know.
He's a better actor than some people give him credit for. I saw him in a fairly serious movie, actually, not too long ago. Unfortunately, I don't recall the name of it, but he's a pretty good actor. And I think you're right. Yeah, he'd make a good sheriff.
Of course, the thing to remember is that Matthew McConaughey also won an Oscar. He has that kind of atmosphere, like the country sheriff or something like that. I think he's perfect
for it. Well, that's it. The Aurora would be the old-time country sheriff, so he would play that part just perfectly. That's sort of kind of why I spearheaded him as the role model for that character. So. Yeah, but I'm very proud of the novel, and I hope it does well, and I hope that I get it made into a motion picture one of these days.
Well, we wish you good luck. I also hope that you get a producing participation in there, because that way you'll have some control over the way the project turns out. As you know, as I said before, we have to watch out for Hollywood. They do all sorts of things. We all know about Hollywood money. That's where a project is making lots and lots of money, but somehow the people who are promised money on the back end never, ever get to see it. We don't want to see that, so always get a good lawyer. Find yourself a good entertainment lawyer. Because I've been occasionally trying to sell a project to Hollywood, but I have a good lawyer who takes a percentage. That's the way to do it. On the other hand, it doesn't guarantee that the project will ever get sold, but we're still trying. You never know. We got more to come with Carrie, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They turned out in New York City. And in the nation's capital. And they were in the streets of Knoxville, Tennessee, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and over 600 other cities, big and small, angry at the president's policies which have separated kids from their immigrant parents. As the Saturday rallies were happening, Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte spoke of last week's failures of two immigration bills in the House and the plans to keep on trying.
The fact of the matter is, those two bills got, between the two of them, 223 Republican votes, a majority of the entire House of Representatives. They just weren't on one bill, so we're going to continue to work to get them on one bill.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So now that you have this project that you've been shepherding for so many years, and hopefully it will go beyond the book into something more, do you at all have any other projects? Other than the cars, of course.
No, my biggest project is the Wheels of the Past television show. I've got about 40 episodes written. We're going out to Wisconsin and film at Little Bohemia, where John Dillinger shot up the place. We're going down to Albuquerque and film at the National Nuclear Science Museum, where they have a 41 Packard Clipper limousine that was used to take the scientists from Los Alamos back and forth to Trinity Base. And the detonator for the first atomic bomb actually rode in the seat of the car with them. So we have a lot of interesting episodes. John Wayne's last car, Babe Ruth's last car, Camaro number 0001.
Well, that sounds like fun. I never got super heavy into old cars. So there you go.
Right.
I want to ask another thing about your interests. You're obviously interested in the old horror films. Do you get much interest in sci-fi or strictly the horror films?
Oh, I love all the old sci-fi movies. One of my favorites is the Howard Hawks Thing from Another World, 1951. I make reference to that in a novel. Now, my true passion is the Universal horror classics from 1931 to 1948, the Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman, Mummy, Invisible Man series. I love the old sci-fi stuff. I'm very familiar with It Came from Another World, and what was the one you mentioned? The one you mentioned that somebody made from a movie and from a book into a movie, and it didn't turn out like you wanted to.
Earth versus the Saucers.
Huh?
Earth versus the Saucers, I think.
Yes, Earth versus the Flying Saucers. That was the one that was based on, loosely based on Major Kehoe's book.
Yeah, I've seen that, and it's enjoyable. It's a little far fetched, but it's enjoyable. So yeah, I've loved all that stuff, too. I love the horror and the sci-fi, which is one of the reasons I wrote my novel. I've always wanted to be a part of that kind of thing, so I put it together.
Just another little tidbit back to the connection between cars and UFOs is that back in 1977, I had a near collision with an MIB mobile. Now, I'm not sure if you know what MIB are. You know, there's a movie with Tommy Lee Jones and so on. But the MIB were traveling threes. They typically drove late model cars as they had an affinity for Cadillacs. And so I was trying to figure out, you know, which Cadillac I'd seen. So I went looking through all the pictures I could find, and they all have certain features on them that identify them as being a certain kind of car from a particular year. And it turned out that the one I saw, I had no idea before. So that's it. You know, I look at it and that's the taillights. That's what it looked like. 1959 special edition Eldorado Brougham. Okay. There was only 99 of those ever made.
Mm-hmm.
They cost about $13,000 in the day. So do you ever get a chance to work on anything like that? Any of the old, you know, big Luxo 50s cars with the big fins? I mean, of course, Christine. I mean, there's one, but.
Oh, yeah. I built a 61 Starliner, 61 Ford Starliner, and it had fins. I worked on a couple of the old fin cars. I really enjoy them. A friend of mine had a little museum down in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, and he had several of the fin Cadillacs. They were great cars. They came and went pretty quickly. Fin started in 1957, and by 61, they were gone. But it was a great time in automotive history, for sure.
Yeah, they were kind of like a salute to the aircraft in the jet age, and they were trying to make cars seem like spaceships and jets in their own kind of way by putting these fins and these lights on the back, and they look like rocket engines and stuff. It was cool.
That's where all that came from. All the fin cars came from the space age, jet age fascination with jet planes and rockets and all this. They wanted to make the cars look like rockets. And that's the whole reason the fins came into play.
And then, of course, some years later, I mean, I remember a Volkswagen commercial. You might even remember this, Gene. It was reverse engineered from UFOs, and it had the bug. And, of course, the thing is like a perfect half circle if you start looking at the way the drawings of it work. So there is this connection between space and UFOs and automobiles that is actually quite interesting. Maybe you should sort of see if you can fit that into your show now and then, you know, just as a little aside. Somewhere that could be kind of fun.
Oh yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get this all put together. We bought a facility to make our home base, and hopefully in a year from now we'll be up and running in a good way.
Well, that's encouraging and promising. Good to hear that. Want to ask you something else in a minute, but in the meantime, want to remind our listeners that we have the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. What is it? Well, it's an alternate version of this radio show without the network ads. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast. We've added videos and other content. There'll be more improvements because we're working to do some new things since our previous co-host, Chris O'Brien, went on to other pastures. I hope they are greener. And therefore, we are hoping, of course, to add a lot of other features, and we welcome your suggestions. If you're currently a subscriber to the Paracast Plus and you'd like to see a specific guest there, exclusive interviews, new things, we're happy to hear you. Plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. So ask you one more question, Kerry, before we go on to our next segment. Back to the UFO world again. And that is, do you think there'll ever come a time when E.T. will just land in public, not somewhere in some unknown town in Texas, but land and tell us who and what they are?
Well, that's a good one. Perhaps. Nowadays, it's not so far-fetched. Most countries around the world are releasing all their UFO files and not making a big deal of it anymore because, I mean, it's been talked about for so long. Most people have accepted it as commonplace anyway. Whether they actually are that interested in coming back and making a big appearance or not remains to be seen. I don't know.
What would you think if it was found out that there was no UFO mystery at all? It was all, well, either misidentified conventional objects or just possibly secret weapons of some sort from time to time. And it's another subject, but there were certainly reports that a lot of the early UFOs may have been secret weapons of one sort or another.
Yeah, I'm secret weapons. I don't know. I'm sure that a lot of the secret weapons that have come along have came from UFO technology. I don't know whether they're
trying yeah, but how to they how would they come from UFO technology again? Because they're secret weapons doesn't mean that we got that technology from extraterrestrials. You have to credit our own scientists. Surely our own scientists are smart enough to come up with new things every so often. Why do we have to depend on E.T.?
Right. Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, some reverse engineering has led to discoveries, but our scientists are brilliant. They've come up, look at Tesla and some of the work that he did.
Absolutely. We're having one more segment with our guest, the author of Co-author of Traveler. That's, of course, Carrie Trent Haggard with Gene and Randall. You're in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, not everybody has a happy life, and sometimes they get involved in ventures that maybe they didn't expect to happen the way they did. And some of you know, if you've looked online, because everything's online, that Cary Trent Haggard got himself into a legal issue, and you made Forbes magazine, and you became famous for this? What are we talking about?
Well, my passion for the Universal horror classic led me up a dark path a lifetime ago. I got involved with an outfit in California who made museum-quality forgeries of movie posters. And when everything went to hell, I got charged and labeled the mastermind of the greatest movie poster scandal in American history. Forbes magazine did an article. I was in the New York Times. I was in the L.A. Tribune. I was in the Dallas Morning News. But I had a very comfortable life at that time, and I lost everything. I lost my houses. I lost my cars. I lost everything because of that. So if anybody's ever paid for making an indiscretion, I paid through the nose. That was a lifetime ago. I'm in Western Pennsylvania now, regrouping my life and doing my thing on antique cars and trying to live the rest of my life in peace. It's not something that I want to hide. It's certainly not something I'm ashamed of. And on the same time, it's not something that I'm very proud of. But it is a part of my history, and I don't hide it. I will tell you this. I'm very irritated because I've done about 13 or 14 great radio shows, and I've got some speaking events lined up, and I've got some book signings lined up. But every now and then, somebody comes back at me like I'm Jack the Ripper. I was set up to do a nice presentation on UFOs in the Old West at the Devil's Tower, Wyoming meet later this year. They were excited to have me. And then they called me back and they said, wait a minute, you're a felon. You were involved in all this movie poster stuff. We don't want you here. And so I was like, okay, well, you know what? That's perfectly fine. So every now and then you get a little of that.
Sure. Now remember, by the way, that we have some famous convicted felons like Robert Downey Jr., one of the highest paid actors in the world. He spent some time in jail for drugs. We have also G. Gordon Liddy, the Watergate figure. He's a convicted felon. He became a famous talk show host and commercial spokesman. So there is life after prison.
I was at a place like Martha Stewart was, you know.
Yeah, do white-collar criminals really get lush, elaborate surroundings?
I was in a place, it was so funny, I was in a place with doctors, lawyers, surgeons from UCLA. I was in a place they call Camp Cupcake in Morgantown, West Virginia, and which is where I met my co-author, which is one of the greatest people I ever met, and some of the greatest people I ever met. Yeah, this is part of my past. It's part of my history. It creeps up on me every once in a while, and somebody looks at me crossways, but that's okay because they don't understand. They just passed a little act in Pennsylvania here just this week. One of every three people in Pennsylvania have a background, I'm not going to say a criminal background, but a conviction background, where whether it be felony, misdemeanor, or whatever. So they actually passed something to do away with those after so long, to clear everybody's record. But yeah, so that's a part of my past. I'm not ashamed of it, and I am moving forward. And I was lucky enough to publish my novel, and I'm lucky enough to find a producer that believes in me enough to do my television show.
Personal suggestion, don't listen to me because I know nothing about this. Write a book about the scandal. I'm serious. I'm very serious because people like to read about that because it's a story where it's redemption. You're saying, look, I did this crazy stuff and I became infamous and now it's redemption. They make movies about that. Okay.
Oh yeah.
They make movies about that. You could be your life story could be in a movie. You go on all the talk shows. You can sell your novel. I'm serious about this. I'm not joking. I think that's something that you can do.
I wrote a 471 page autobiography. The title of it is called Maker of Monsters. I am infamous, and I am infamous in a way that nobody else in the world is for what I did. And I will sensationalize on it one of these days, but now is not quite the time. Again, I want to move a little bit forward with my life before I get into all that. But I'm not with you. I know all of that. Trust me, I've had people advising me to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, like Leonardo DiCaprio. He did a whole movie about a guy who was essentially making money, like bought printing presses. Catch Me If You Can, I think, was the name of it. Pretty good movie, too. Yeah, about a forger.
Yeah, all about a forger. Well, we made museum-quality forgeries that went to the major auction houses and passed with flying colors. But what people don't understand is the major auction houses, they were already selling fakes that they knew were fakes. Heritage Galleries in Texas had been selling fakes for years they knew were fakes. We were only making fakes that were so much better than the fake that nobody could tell the difference. And I was the one that spearheaded the project.
If I remember correctly, in the movie, the character ended up getting a job, I think, with the FBI afterwards just to help identify stuff like that. So,
oh, yeah, he did. He did. Not me. I hate the FBI. They treated me terribly and cost me everything I have. So I have no goodness for the FBI whatsoever.
But I imagine you could pick out a fake movie poster if you you were ever at an auction.
You know, it might actually sell for some more money. We're running out of time. Also, there was a TV show about a convicted art forger who works for the FBI called White Collar. Ever hear of it?
No, but I'm sure there is one.
There are people who actually do that. I may have seen an episode of that. If it was what I recall, it was a pretty good show. I just caught some of it. It's pretty good, but didn't follow it.
Yeah, but what happened here is that he teams up with an FBI agent in New York and went on for 5 or 6 years. I thought it was a lot of fun, interesting adventure. Certainly something worth looking at. Anyway, we're about out of time, and we look forward to your further news of your travels, Cary Trent Haggard. Do you have a website that maybe our listeners can look into?
Our website is going to be wheelsofthepath.com, but it's not up and running yet. Anybody that would like to contact me, it's wheelsofthepathproductions@gmail.com.
Sounds good to me. We haven't mentioned your site as often as we should, Randall. Tell us about your UFO organization.
That's Ufology Society International, USI, at ufopages.com. I'm in the middle of rebuilding the site so it works better on portable devices like iPads and such. That should be up, I'd say, probably within the next 6 weeks or so. We've got about 2,000 members around the world, all interested in UFOs, free membership, always for life.
Works for me. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for the two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And don't forget the Paracast Plus. What do you do? Well, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And you'll learn about the Paracast Plus, which offers a number of services for modest monthly fees starting at $1.49 a week. I think that's cheaper than some people charge for a cup of coffee. That's plus.theparacast.com. We offer the After the Paracast podcast. It's going to be fascinating this week, I'll tell you. And then we also offer a version of the show with better quality audio, but without the network ads. People talk about the ads, and we realize the ads are important for radio shows. It's a source of income for the network. It's also irritating to some listeners. So you get it without, with better quality audio. And other features are coming. We have some videos there already. Plus.theparacast.com. I'll tell you something, Kerry, you have a fascinating, fascinating life.
Yeah.
I wish you the best for the future. Kerry Trent Haggard, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.